As we offer our mighty beloved Saint Germain all the love and gratitude and adoration we know how to give, we ask him to make alive in us those activities of the sacred fire that he knows we require the most. We ask him to make alive in us every activity of the sacred fire and blaze it through us that he knows we're going to require in all our daily activities to make us master over all evil wherever we abide. Precious hearts of Phoenix, you have been very patient a long while, but you see patience brings its reward. And so as you go forward, just remember this, whatever you ask that is obedience to the law, we are so ready to give you. We are so ready to do everything to give you the greatest joy and help you to go forward in the mightiest accomplishment of greater perfection. And tonight, I want to bring illumination to the mind of each of you in regard to the activity of the Ascension. Now, in the first place, all experience in this physical world and everywhere else, as far as that goes, is a raising of the lesser into the greater. The lesser is always ascending and becoming greater whenever anything is constructive in action. And therefore, just as you go through one grade in school after another until you graduate, your graduation is comparable to the Ascension. Because you ascend out of those lower grades, you ascend from grade school into high school, from high school into college. Now, just so does the great law of life seek always to keep raising everybody and everything into greater joy, greater perfection, greater victorious accomplishment, that you may draw forth the greater powers of the higher mental body through the outer self as you come into physical embodiment in this world. You come here to be master of energy, and you can only control energy by the powers and the faculties of the higher mental body, which is the Christ mind. In other words, all that is constructed. You only hold eternal control of manifestation by the use of the faculties and the powers of your beloved I Am presence through the outer self into outer manifestation. And that is why we said in the beginning of this I Am instruction, God the mighty I Am presence governs the universe by the individualizations of itself. And you, being an individualized flame from out the great central sun, have individualized of your own free will. You are not sent into embodiment by some arbitrary force or individualized being. You come in to embodiment to begin with because you choose to come of your own free will. You choose to take the responsibility of the use of your own powers of life. You choose to take the responsibility and control of a certain amount of energy wherever you embody. So whatever conditions are in manifestation in your beings and worlds, remember, you chose them. of your own free will. You either created them by your own free will, or you opened the door and let them in by your own free will. But there's no reason for being discouraged about that if something goes wrong. You still have, by the power of your own free will, the ability to place your attention upon every being and power and activity of life's perfection, of the sacred fire love of the universe, to raise you in to greater and greater perfection and out of the problems and the struggle and the discord and the limitation under which you have struggled so long. And the most wonderful thing in the universe is the opportunity that all life has to arise from the lesser into the greater. Arise out of problems into their mastery and solution. You have all power and authority by the use of your own life. And no one else has anything more to use than you have. Life is the only thing by which you can produce manifestation. No one else has anything but life to use. And thought, feeling, and the spoken word are the only creative activity anywhere in infinite space. So since you are life, and you have the ability to place your attention upon the greater powers and manifestations of life and draw them in to your outer use, then there's certainly no reason for discouragement. There's no reason for failure. There's no reason for not arising out of your limitations, no matter what they be. So, blessed ones, I want to fire you tonight with all the courage and strength and power and ascended master determination to take the master powers of your higher mental body and drawing into yourselves the fiery love for that violet-consuming flame. Demand its mastery within and around you. Demand its control wherever you abide. Demand it go forth and purify the rest of life wherever you are, regardless of condition. You do not have to ask permission to perform. In the authority of your own life flame, to your beloved I Am presence, you have all authority to use all the sacred fire of the universe to consume and prevent evil everywhere. And you have that authority from the time you left the great central sun. Now the masses of the people are asleep to the use of their own authority. But because some sleep is no excuse for everybody sleeping, somebody ought to stay awake part of the time just to know where to go. So, blessed ones, I want you to feel the courage and the strength and the power of the light in you to use all the constructive activities of life for what? To expand the unfed flame within yourselves, to lift all life wherever you abide, to loose the greater perfection of the universe to flood this world, and to issue your command with all the authority of eternity that evil shall die wherever you pass by. And so shall it be established unto you if you are determined that you want it. Thank you so much, precious ones. You are the one who must decide that you want to bring the perfection of the ascended masters into this world, and certainly it needs it. If you could see as we do, century after century after century, mankind's constant, deliberate, intentional misuse of energy, you would be amazed that people are willing to go on in their creation of evil. And for your encouragement, we take many and many a life stream when it passes out of the body, after it has created great evil here. And as we told you a long time ago, there's a schoolroom and a place where individuals are shown what will be their future condition if they continue in their evil practice. Then they are given the choice to either take the discipline and purify themselves or take the punishment. And they always take the discipline. So there must be some very powerful reason for it. What they see is plenty. And it is quite enough to make all reform when the evil reaches a certain point. But if it has engulfed them to the place where they won't listen, then the cosmic law acts to consume their frightful creation, that it may not longer interfere with the forward progress and the ascension of others. And so it is in your land of America. There are those unfortunate individuals on earth who have the idea they can interfere with a great divine plan of mankind's progress in America and the ascension of America into the nation it ought to be. On the ground that is now America began mankind's journey through this world in physical embodiment. This is what was referred to as the Garden of Eden. And when mankind's evil closed the door on any further use of the great powers of greater perfection, then the land here must be protected because it is the heart of the world. And so those of you who are privileged to live within the land wherein blessings are so great, each one of you should consider yourself the individual guarding presence of all that is of God within your borders. And if you choose to use the divine powers of your own life to guard that which is of God within your land, your God presence will guard everything that is of God within you and your world. And if you can only give to America that determination for the protection of all that is of God, just as certainly as you exist, will your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host protect everything that is constructive within your own beings and worlds. But in order to have it, you must give it first. You must give it to the nation, and then you, being part of the nation, automatically are the beneficiary of the good you give. And I tell you, destructive forces are insane. Now, there isn't a human being on the earth that hasn't the ability to turn the attention to the greater perfection of life, and in that very connection with that which is greater, does the raising process begin within the individual. And so, blessed ones, be not discouraged. No matter what you see in the outer world, Every destructive force and every individual who serves the destructive force has to one day face the recoil of his or her own energy, because that energy is elastic and never leaves the life stream. Now, people think they can do things and create things in the outer world and not have to face the result. Now, that's impossible. The energy of the outer self may go to the outer and produce effects, but it never disconnects from the life stream. That's something to think about. Everybody should think that thing through thoroughly. We think we give our energy to outer things, but not so. Your energy of life is your gift from the great central sun. Wherever you go, that energy is tied to you. And good, bad, or indifferent be its vibratory frequency, you never lose it. You never can disconnect from it. Now, the outer world doesn't think so, but that has nothing to do with the inner law. Because every vibration of your own life that you create inside of you produces its effect inside of you. And therefore, it doesn't get away from you, does it? You wouldn't have limitations tied to you unless your own life were connected with those limitations. So now we have the solution that the world requires. No matter what has gone wrong, if you have the desire to be free from it, enough love to your beloved I Am presence and love to that violet consuming flame will draw it back into you. The very love you give to it is a magnet that draws it into you. And when it comes into you, it blesses you and takes away from you your limitation. And more than that, tonight I want to assure you the violet consuming flame, besides its purifying activity, has a marvelous creative action within it. It can build the flesh of the body quite as well as purify. It can restore. It can protect. It can purify. So, blessed ones, you could not love that violet consuming flame enough. And you could not have anything from your love to it but greater and greater perfection to bless you and through you bless all that you contact. Try to remember that the violet consuming flame, the color violet, has been used all down through the ages, age after age after age, aeon after aeon of time. Has it been the royal authority and victory of love, purity, and perfection? It has not one destructive activity within it, and couldn't have. And those who are wise enough to love it and use it will find they themselves are the proof to themselves of the truth I've told and the law's action. You remember in the beginning, I said to these messengers, I will never give you anything but verifiable law, and I will never tell you anything you cannot prove. That's a fair bargain. And when you yourself are your proof to yourself, there should no doubt remain. And that blessed violet consuming flame is the most wonderful activity of the great forgiving love of the universe. than any part of life could desire. Therefore, I congratulate you for your blessed consciousness and use of the violet-consuming flame here. And I assure you, anytime you use that, you are in touch with my temple of the violet flame in the electronic belt around the physical sun. Whenever you love the violet-consuming flame and you desire it in action, remember, you are in touch with me, and we are one in that sacred fire love that forgives and purifies and raises all into greater and greater ascension into that hour when you come into our octave for eternity. There is no greater blessing you can give to life than to make people understand how wondrous is the purifying love of the violet consuming flame. How its purifying freedom and protection can release life everywhere when you use it enough. So, blessed ones, you could not have anything but greater blessing from its love and greater power from its use. So the more you use it, the more will its power increase in and around yourselves and your world. And I want to explain something about your electronic circle. Within that wall of blue flame, between that and your tube of cosmic light substance, is where these various activities of the sacred fire are gathered to become your powerhouse of instantaneous fulfillment of your call. So every time you call forth the violet consuming flame and ask that it be made permanent as an eternal part of your world, your being and world, it stands within your electronic circle and ever increases until, as a powerhouse of that sacred fire, it makes you absolutely master over all evil, because no evil can come through that violet consuming flame. So when individuals are not wise enough to refrain from creating evil, it's perfectly permissible to flow them with enough violet consuming flame to shut off their evil. They can doubt the law all they please, but they can't change the action of the violet consuming flame's results. So, blessed ones, I congratulate you for the power you have drawn here through your use of the violet consuming flame. And I shall not be found wanting whenever you call, and you shall not once make a call that more of that violet flame shall not come and abide with you. Precious ones, won't you be seated, please? I will not keep you longer, but I want you to realize it has been your faithful use of that violet consuming flame that has brought you these lovely things, this focus of power. You have attained this through your use of it, and there's no limit to what you can create and build as your momentum ever grows greater. And try to feel that within your electronic circle is your powerhouse of the violet consuming flame and every other activity of the sacred fire necessary in this world to make you master over manifestation. So, blessed ones, go forward and know always that the more you can be aware of this, the more you can use it to purify life from the creations of mankind. Wherever you go, the greater will its power become in and around you, until that day when in our octave of life, you too may become an angel of the violet light. You see, you aren't going to be angels sometime, if you choose. Thank you so much. And may I say, we can use a great many angels of the violet consuming flame in this world from tonight on. May you always dwell within the glory of its purifying love, the power of its heart, and the victory of its eternal freedom. And as it increases around you, you will find its protection is the repelling activity to that which is of evil, because it consumes the evil. So, blessed ones, you have a scepter of mighty power. And there is nothing you could ever produce that is destructive by the use of the violet consuming flame. It is love in action. And there is nothing can result from it that is discord. So when you understand what love wants to give, and how powerful that love is for the freedom of all, you will enjoy every time you use it, increasing its power and its presence in and around you all, till you live, move, and have your beings within a sun of its glorifying power from our octave of life. May our heart's love ever convey to you the illumining wisdom and cosmic Christ, illumining power of all that that violet consuming flame means to you all, means to America, means to life in the whole world. So go forth and use it without limit, and have your victory and your freedom, and be unconcerned about anything except to flood the violet consuming flame that forces evil to cease to be. May legions of the angelic host of that violet consuming flame ever attend you and guard you and love you and bless you until you come into our octave for eternity. And such is the great majestic presence of its power, its truth, its purity, and its love. May you be the victory of its freedom, invincible wherever you abide forever. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Saint Germain. Thank you, mighty presence of the violet consuming flame, and all the angelic host, all who directed to this system of worlds, accept our hearts, love, gratitude, and obedience for all that that violet consuming flame's love means to life. May we be a sun presence of its victorious freedom everywhere we abide. And to the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask, thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation, watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such violet consuming flames, cosmic power in victorious action, wherever we abide, becomes an eternal part of this world and holds command with full power everywhere. And we thank thee, beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with all the violet consuming flame that you know we require to give the obedience necessary to gain our freedom and give it wherever we abide. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Saint Germain. And every activity of the sacred fire, that you know mankind requires to forever put an end to all evil. The seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call for your visible, tangible presence with us, visible to everything that lives. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, beloved Arcturus. Compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one, the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not out of it, and pouring into its distress by violet consuming flames, cosmic action, enough of that power to put an end to all that is of evil, everywhere, forever. Bring it into outer action as quickly as possible. We thank thee forever. Thank you, precious one. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director. All the seven masters, the angelic ghosts, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements.
Our beloved Mama, our beloved
Don Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding sun presence, of the violet-consuming flames control of all things, blaze it without reservation, till thy human is annihilated forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. Make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the violet flame necessary to put an end to all evil, everywhere, forever, and as quickly as possible. And we thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may its violet flame love come into outer conditions and hold control forever. And we thank thee. Peace, peace, peace be with you. Peace, peace, peace perfect you. Peace, 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 give you peace, that you may multiply it for the Prince of Peace forever holds command. We thank thee. Thank you, precious.